Welcome to TanakhStudy.com. This is Jesse Salem, and together we are studying Sefer Yehoshua.
Yehoshua Perek Vav. In this perek, we will see the conquest of Yericho. We'll start off with the first pasuk in the perek, even though we mentioned it last time. Yericho sogeret umsugeret mipene bnei Israel en yose ve'en ba. Yericho was totally closed off from bnei Israel. This is showing their fear of bnei Israel. The Navi here is showing Yericho's weakness. En Yosef en Ba, there was no one that left, there was no one that came in. Vayomer Adonai el Yehoshua, Re'ena tati biyadecha et Yericho ve'et malkah gibore hayil. Hashem told Yehoshua, see, I have given in your hands Yericho and its king, their men of war. Meaning, and their warriors. Over here, the statement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to Moshe can either be a new prophecy, or as Radak explains, as this is coming through Sar Siba Hashem that we saw in last perik. V'sabotem et ha'ir, kol anshei ha'milchama ha'kef et ha'ir pa'am echad. You should circle the city, all the men of war, all of Bnei Israel's warriors, circle the city one time, ko ta'aseh sheshet yamim. So you shall do 6 days. V'shiva kohanim yisu shiva shoferot ha'yovelim lifnei ha'aron. And 7 kohanim, shall carry 7 shofarot yovelim, ram's horns, lifnei ha'aron, in front of the aron. Ubayom ha'shivi'i tasobu ta'ir sheva pe'amim, and on the 7th day you should circle the city 7 times. Ve'ha'kohanim yitke'u ba'shofarot, and the kohanim shall blow the shofarot. So over here, the number 7 is very repetitive. You have 7 kohanim blowing 7 shofarot. On the 7th day, they should circle the city 7 times. We see the number 7 coming in people, in regards to objects, in regards to time, and also in regards to action. The Aron is leading the way once again. It's the 2nd time we see the Aron leading the way. So far in Sefer Yehoshua at least, right? We saw it elsewhere in the Torah. Over here, this is the 2nd time when they cross into Eretz Yisrael was the first. Now when they're going to fight their first war, the Aron will also lead the way. There are 7 kohanim standing in, walking in front of the Aron with their shofarot. Also, all this symbolizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one fighting Bnei Israel's battles. Now, the end of the pasuk, when we say the kohanim will blow the shofarot, it's not clear whether or not this is going back on every single day, as we mentioned in pasuk Gimal, or if it's only going back on this pasuk, which is specifically the 7th day, and only the 7th day the Kohanim will blow the Shofarot. But from later on, I'll clue you in, from Pasuk Yud Gimal, we'll see that the Kohanim will blow the Shofarot every day. So over here, the Atnach is a long pause. The Kohanim will be blowing the Shofarot, not only going back on this Pasuk, but also the Pasuk before, all 6 days, plus the 7th. It's clear from everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Yehoshua now, that this battle is not going to be a regular, normal military procedure. It's going to be a miraculous battle. Pasuk he. Vaya bimshoch bekeren hayovel, keshom achem et kol hashofar, yariu kol ha'am tiru agidola. And it shall be with the extended blow, the extended blast of the ram's horn. This is referring to the last one on the last day. So the 7th time they're circling the city when the Kohanim blow the shofar on the 7th day. When you hear the sound of the shofar, the entire nation shall give a great yell, shall scream at the top of their lungs. V'nafila chomat ta'ir tachtea, and the wall of the city shall fall in its place. V'alu ha'am ish negdo, and the people can all ascend, meaning they'll ascend up the ruins right opposite them into the city. And now, after Yehoshua receives this message from God, he turns to the Kohanim. Vayikra Yehoshua bin Nun el Kohanim. Yehoshua bin Nun calls the Kohanim. Vayomer alehem se'u et Aron HaBerit. And he tells them, carry Aron HaBerit. V'shiv'a Kohanim yis'u shiv'a shoferot yovelim lifnei Aron Adonai. And 7 Kohanim should carry 7 shoferot, ram's horns, lifnei, in front of Aron Hashem. So he didn't tell them what exactly is going to happen. Maybe to leave them with a little curiosity as to what's going to happen in the future, he just tells them, you're to carry 7 shofarot and walk in front of the Aron. Interesting to mention over here that Yehoshua bin Nun is referred to as by his whole name, Yehoshua bin Nun. which we don't see so often. It's usually just Yehoshua, but being over here, it's going to be the first time that he's fighting his first war in Eretz Yisrael. We're calling him by his full name. Vayomer el ha'am, Yehoshua told the nation, Ibru v'sobu ta'ir. Go ahead, pass, and circle the city. V'he halutz ya'avor lifnei Aron Adonai, and the halutz shall pass in front of Aron Hashem. So who is this halutz? This halutz, we know, is B'nei Reuven, B'nei Gad, and the head of tribe of Menashe. They are the halutzei sava. They are the men of war that they promised that they would walk in front of B'nei Israel and fight their battles at the front lines. Vayhi ke'emor Yehoshua el ha'am. And it was when Yehoshua spoke to the nation, v'shiva ha'kohanim nosim shiva shoferot yovilim lifnei Adonai. And the seven kohanim are carrying seven ram's horns in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Averu v'take'u b'shofarot. They passed and blew the shofarot. V'aron b'rit Adonai holech acharehem. And the Aron b'rit Hashem was going in front, in back of them. Right in back of the seven kohanim. So B'nai Yisrael carry out exactly what Yehoshua told them to do. V'halutz holech. And the halutz went lifnei ha'kohanim, took the shofarot in front of the kohanim who were blowing the shofarot. Ve'ha'me'asif, and the me'asif, we'll define who this me'asif is in a second. Holech ahare ha'aron, they are going in back of the aron. Haloch v'takoa b'shofarot, who are going and blowing the shofarot. So here Mefarshim explained that it's the kohanim that are blowing the shofarot. Who's this me'asif? The gatherers. So this is a group of people, a company of military warriors that were going in the back of the Mahane. Right? Yonatan ben Uziel is actually Mefaresh, that it's referring to Mahane Dan over here, as we refer to them in Sefer Bemidbar already, in Perek Yod, Pasuk Kafe, as the Me'asif L'chol HaMahanot. They were the ones that gathered and with the end of the Mahane of Bnei Israel's encampment when they were traveling. Ve'et ha'am siva Yehoshua lemor. And the nation, Yehoshua commanded them, saying, "Lo tari'u, ve'lo tashmi'u et kolechem, ve'lo yesem pichem davar." Do not yell. Do not make your voices heard. Don't let anything come out of your mouth. Ad yom omri alechem hari'u v'hari'otem. Until I tell you to yell, and then you shall yell. V'yasev Aron Adonai ta'ir hakef pa'amichat, v'yavo b'machane, v'yalinu b'machane. And Aron Hashem circled the city one time. And they came to the Mahane, Bnei Israel came back to Gilgal, and they slept in the Mahane. So those last four Pesukim took care of day one. And now, Vayashkem Yehoshua Baboker, Yehoshua wakes up the next morning. Again, we see Yehoshua rising early in the morning to take care of his needs, take care of what he has to do for Bnei Israel. Vayisua Kohanim et Aron Adonai, and the Kohanim carry Aron Hashem. V'shiva ha'kohanim nosi'im shiva shoferot ha'yovelim lifnei Aron Adonai. And the seven kohanim carrying seven shofarot, the ram's horns, in front of Aron Hashem. Holchim haloch v'taki'u b'shofarot. They are going, they are blowing the shofarot. V'ha'halutz holech lifnehem. And the halutz, the warriors, are in front of them. V'ha'masef holech ahare Aron Adonai. Haloch v'taki'u b'shofarot. And the me'asef, the gatherers, were in back of Aron Hashem. Haloch v'taki'u b'shofarot. Again, the kohanim are blowing the shofarot. Okay, so the pasuk over here is clear that the shofarot are blown every single day. That's what we mentioned before. The only thing that was different on the seventh day was they were to do it seven times, plus the shouting of Bnei Israel. That was specific to the seventh day. Vayasobu ta'ir b'yom ha'sheni pa'amahat, vayashuvu ha'mahaneh. And they circled the city on the second day one time, and they returned back to the Mahaneh, back to Gilgal. Ko asu sheshit yamim. That is what they did for 6 days. Vayhi bayom hashivi'i. And it was on the seventh day, meaning the seventh day of circling Yericho. Day one, day two, we saw in the Pesukim. Now that we're told they did it for 6 days, this is the seventh day. Hazal also have a masoret over here that it was also Shabbat, Yom Hashivi'i Shabbat. Vayashkimu ka'alot ha'shachar. And they woke up at dawn, at the break of dawn. They have to wake up early. They can't just wake up baboker in the morning. Over here, they have to wake up extra early at the break of dawn because they're going to circle the city seven times. And they circle the city just as they did 7 times. Rak bayom ahu sabu ta'ir sheva pa'amim. Again, the pasuk is drilling this point. Just on this day, they circled the city 7 times. Vayhi b'pam ha-shavi'it, and it was on the 7th time. Takiu ha-kohanim b'shofarot, the kohanim blew the shofarot. Vayomer Yoshua el ha'am hari'u. Yoshua told the nation, yell, ki natan Adonai lachem et ha'ir, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the city. This is the first time Yeshua is telling Bnei Israel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the city, and he still doesn't tell them how it's going to happen. They don't know the walls are about to fall down. And he tells them, the entire city, this city will be Herem. It will be banned property. Right? Herem has a connotation of something that's hekdesh, something that's sanctified to God. It also has a connotation of something that's banned, that should be like destroyed. He v'chol asher bah ladunai. Her, meaning the city and everything in it, should be to God. Should be harem to God. Rak rachava zunat tihyeh. He v'chol asher ita b'bayit ki achbe'ata et ha-malachim asher shalachnu. Only, the only thing, the only person that will make it from this entire city is rachava zunat. She will live. Her and everyone that is with her in the house, because she hid the malachim that we sent. It's interesting to mention that over here, the miragilim aren't referred to as spies, they're referred to as messengers. Beforehand, in Perek Bet, we saw them referred to as miragilim. Also later on in this Perek, we'll also see them referred to as miragilim. It's interesting to see the context when they're referred to as messengers and when they're referred to as miragilim. If we pay attention over here, this is in context to Bnei Israel. Bnei Israel, in regards to Bnei Israel, they were messengers, right? Yoshua sent them on a spy mission, as we explained, but they didn't come back with any military information, any spy material. They came back with a message to Bnei Israel that the people of Canaan are petrified of us and God gave us this land. So they came back with an important message. They didn't come back with any military information. In regards to Rahav, as we'll see, they will still be referred to as Miragilim, because that's who they were to her. They were spies, and she hid them as spies. I'd like to say that's the reason they refer to differently in different contexts. Verak atem shimru min ha-herem. And just you, Bnei Israel, be careful from the herem. Pentaharimu ulkahtem min ha-herem. Vesamtem et machane Israel le-herem va'achartem oto. So be careful from the harem. Pentaharimu, lest you become destroyed. Ukahtem min harem, and you take from the harem, the banned property. And you will make the camp of Israel harem. You will cause destruction to the camp of Israel. Va'achartem oto, and bring calamity upon it. Pay attention to the shoresh harem used over and over in this pasuk. Vechol kesef vezahav. And all silver and gold, and vessels of copper and iron, are sanctified to God. Otzar Adonai yavo, to the treasury of HaKadosh Baruch Hu they shall go. Right? Yoshua is dedicating these items to the treasury of God. We saw a precedent to this already. Moshe did so with Midian, his war in Midian. He dedicated also the booty that he got to Ohel Moed, right? Look over there in Sefer Bemidbar, Perek Lamed Aleph, at the end, Pasuk Nun Dalid, it says, Vayavi Oto El Ohel Moed. So Yoshua is also doing this over here with his first battle. He is giving the property, or some of these things, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The rest, everything else in the city, is to be totally destroyed. And now for the reaction of Israel, Vayara ha'am vayitke'u b'shofarot, and the nation yelled, and they blew the shofarot, meaning over here the subject's missing, the kohanim blew the shofarot, and the nation yelled, Vayhi chishmoa ha'am et kol ha'shofar, vayariu ha'am teru'a gedola. And when the nation heard the sound of the shofar, they yelled a great yell, teru'a gedola, vatipol ha'choma tahtea, and the wall fell in its place, totally crumbled, and the nation ascended to the city up upon the ruins, each man parallel to them, and they conquered the city. Vayaharimu, and they destroyed et kol asher ba'ir, everything that was in the city, me'ish ve'ad isha, min'ar ve'ad zaken, ve'ad shor vaseh v'hamor defi hariv. They destroyed everything in the city, from man to woman, from young to old, from ox to sheep to donkey, everything to the mouth of the sword, right? To the mouth of the sword, it's the blade of the sword, right? We know the fi hariv, a lot of times we also have the, Harambam explains the Moreh Nevuchim also, the sword eats, like the mouth of the sword, it eats, it just consumes by killing people. Ve'lishnayim ha'anashim hamragelim et ha'aretz, and to the two people who spied out the land, so over here they refer to as spies. Amar Yehoshua, Yehoshua told them, Bo bet ha'isha zona, come to the house of the isha zona, ve'osiu misham et ha'isha ve'et kol asher la ka'asher nishbatim la, and take out from there, remove her and everything that belongs to her, meaning all her family, just as you promised her. Yehoshua is careful that these miragelim live up to their promise. They may have promised on their own, but Yehoshua is making sure that they live up to the promise. It would be a tremendous chilul Hashem not to live up to a promise. It's a very strong point in the Torah of Shivu'ah, right? V'lo tishavi'u b'shimna shakir v'chiladta et shem Elohecha. So you can't override a promise. That would be a tremendous chilul Hashem. And we see how much Yehoshua takes this into account. V'yavoh ha-ne'arim ha-mragelim. And these ne'arim, spies, ne'arim doesn't necessarily have to mean someone who's young, right? We know Yehoshua is also referred to as a na'ar when he was Mesharet Moshe. It means someone more of someone who's subordinate to another. V'yosiu et rachav et aviyah ve'et imah ve'et achiyah ve'kol ashelah ve'kol mishpachoteh hotziu v'yanihu michutz l'machaneh Yisrael. And they took out Rahav, her father, her mother, her brothers, everything she had, her entire family, they took out and they placed them outside of the Mahaneh of Yisrael, outside of the camp of Yisrael. So the Mefarshim deal with why the Navi is telling us they put them outside the camp of Yisrael. It can either be because we know from Sefer Bemidbar, Ksi Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yutet, that there's a Pasuk over there that says, you shall stay outside the Mahaneh 7 days, right, until you purify yourselves. And the Pasuk is clear to say, you and your captives. Right? So they had to become pure. Until they're pure, they can't enter the encampment of Israel, the camp of Israel. Radak explains a little differently. He says they led them outside the Mahaneh Israel until they converted. And once they converted, they came into Israel. They were part of Israel. As the Pasuk later mentions on, we'll see in Pasuk Hafeh, that the Pasuk said, Vatesha Bekeri Se'ad Yom Hazeh, that Ahav lived amongst Israel until this very day. Ve'a'ir sarefu ba'esh v'chol asher ba. And the city, they burnt in flames, and everything that was in it, meaning all the people that were there, everything they were told to destroy. Rak ha'kesef ve'azahav u'chle ha'nechosh v'barzeh natinu osar b'et Adonai, only the silver, the gold, the vessels of copper and iron, they gave to the treasury of the house of God. Right? Over the beforehand we said Otsar Hashem, over here saying Otsar Bet Hashem. It's interesting that archaeologists actually located Tel Yericho. It's a pretty small city near Yericho today. They found the city. It was actually found like buried in the grounds. You see actually the walls of Yericho, some of them in parts, even up to maybe 30 feet high. There was two walls, as we explained earlier, an inner and outer wall, so that Ahav lived inside the wall. And what's interesting also is they found some burnt dirt also in between. Archaeologists date the wall back to, or the destruction of it, back to approximately 1400 BC, which would fit with the more traditional approach of when Bnei Israel entered Eretz Israel. Ve'et Rahav Azuna, ve'et Bet Avia, ve'et Kol Asher La, he'haya Yehoshua, v'teshev b'ker Yisrael ad yom hazeh, and Rahav Azuna, and her father's home, and everyone she had, Yehoshua, he'haya, she helped her, caused her to live. So why is Yehoshua being credited with this over here, as opposed to the spies? It could be because it was on his command, and he's the one getting credit for it over here. Or it could be that he was the one that helped them, helped sustain them. He gave them food and a place to live within Israel. Vateshev and Rahav lived beker of Israel, in the midst of Israel, ad hayom hazeh, until this very day. Right, as we explained, the day of the writing of the Sefer. So that would mean that Rahav lived all of Yoshua's time until the writing of the Sefer. Ki achbia et malachim asher shalach Yoshua l'ragil et Yericho, because she hid the messengers that Yoshua sent to spy out Yericho. There's one point I want to mention before I go on to the next pasuk, the closing pasuk, and that is a question that Adak brings up, which is, how can the Miragelim save Rahab from our house if our house was in the city wall, which was just destroyed? So Radak explains that Bnei Yisrael circled the city, and the wall fell parallel to them. But it doesn't have to mean that the entire wall fell. It could be only the part of the wall that they were facing at the time fell right opposite them. They entered the city, and they went to Rahab's home, which was in the city wall that was still standing on the other side of the city. That's how Radak explains that scenario. Vayashba Yehoshua ba'ayta hilemor, and Yehoshua put under oath, he caused them to swear at that moment, saying, Arur ha'ish lifne Adonai asher yakum uvana et ha'ir hazot et Yericho bibchoro yeyasedena ubis'iro yasiv delatea. Cursed is the man in front of God who gets up and builds this city, Yericho, with his oldest son he shall lay down the foundation, and with his youngest he shall set its doors. Yehoshua is meaning to say over here that from the moment he starts, he'll lose his first son. The kavanah over here is he'll lose everyone in between, all the way to the end when he finally puts the doors up to the city. He'll lose his last son. A curse. The person who builds up the city of Yericho will lose his entire family. Now, I'll mention here that this curse does come true. In the times of Ahav, the curse of Yehoshua, I'm going to read you the pasuk over there. Biyamav bana Chiel bet ha'eli. Chiel from the home of Eli built Yericho, Ba'aviram bechoro yiseda, ubiskuv se'iro, hisiv delatea. So with his oldest son, he laid down the foundation, and with Seguv, his youngest son, he set the doors. Ki devar Adonai, asher diber biyad Yehoshua bin Nun, like the word of God that he spoke to Yehoshua bin Nun. So in our Pesukim over here, in Yehoshua, we don't necessarily see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yehoshua to make this curse. It could very well be that we could have thought he did it on his own, but Adak explains, as we see from Melachim, and also it makes sense that Yehoshua wouldn't make such a curse like this without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's approval. And of course, as we see in Sefer Melachim, Melachim Aleph, it's by the way Perek Tet Zayin Pasuk Lamed Daled, that it's Kidbar Hashem. So it was done by God. What would be the point of this curse? I'll close with this. Bnei Yisrael are moving, if we think about it, from a miraculous existence. From the Eser Makor to Kriyat Yam Suf, even throughout the desert, they crossed Eretz Yisrael with the Yarden standing up for them, dried out the waters. Now they have Yericho. It was a total miraculous battle, and now they're moving to a natural existence. Yericho is to be left aside, like similar like a monument, just set aside, untouched. So Bnei Yisrael can remember that once HaKadosh Baruch Hu fought openly their wars. It's a form of remembrance for us, for future generations. With that, we close off the battle of Yericho, the miraculous battle of Yericho. We won't see a battle this miraculous throughout the rest of the Sefer. We'll slowly transition to more natural battles, and it may be a slower process if you do pay attention. With that, we close off Perek Vav. Next Perek, we'll see the grave sin of Achan.